Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here on the Good Day program. It's Monday morning, the 13th of July. Wow. On Wednesday, we'll be halfway through this month. Doesn't it seem like we just
switched to the switch?
Why?
For the past year, you're like, wow. It just seems like yesterday it was Monday.
It was.
It just seems like yesterday.
Yesterday was Sunday. It was.
All those things. Look, so tomorrow's Monday.
That's what it feels like to me. You see, I'm the host of the program.
But time is flying so fast anyway. I don't need you to remind us of it.
Well, then turn your ears off. You don't have to listen to me at all if you don't want to. It's a free country.
I kind of have to.
You can just not listen.
Don't you wish you had a dial for volume on your ears?
I do.
That would be awesome.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, welcome you to Monday, the 13th of July.
Already?
I know. Can you believe it?
Seems like it was
this
Monday.
Seems like the first of the month just a few moments ago. The thought of the day comes from Patrick Stewart, who's having his 75th birthday today. Quote, as a child, I heard in my home doctors and ambulance men say, Mrs. Stewart, you must have done something to provoke him. Mrs. Stewart, it takes two to make an argument. Wrong, wrong. My mother did nothing to provoke that. And even if she did, violence is never, ever a choice that a man should make, ever. So there's a key insight into his life and how he thinks and what he obviously was dealing with as a child. And he's right, no child should have to deal with any of that. Let's see what we're dealing with today. Look who's loose in Mexico. Again, El Chapo, the most powerful drug lord in the country, many people say, Joaquin Guzman, escaped from a maximum security prison for the second time. I'm sure it wasn't an inside job, though. The guards there had nothing to do with it. Although
there was a seamstress from Buffalo.
I think they just hired a few guards from upstate New York to run this prison. Yeah, right, exactly. So this is a joke and a half, and it's been the headline all weekend long, like it makes a difference whether this guy's in jail or he's not in jail. It's kind of like the headline, we keep blowing up all of these guys from Al-Qaeda and ISIS. But strangely enough, ISIS still is in existence, and Al-Qaeda is still in existence. So how many people do we have to blow up before it is actually taken care of? I was actually watching last night. We had a moment or two to watch Carly Fiorina, who used to run Hewlett-Packard, who is now running for the presidency, wants to make sure that Hillary Clinton is not the only woman, and that Hillary Clinton can't say, you got to vote for me because I'm a woman. We need to have the first woman president.
So what do you think of Carly? Because I'm a fan.
I thought she was poignant in some she's direct. She says
Trump with a filter.
You know what, Richie?
That's
exactly what I was about to say.
That's right.
She sounds a lot like Donald Trump
with
in terms of her points. Yeah, she's not arrogant. She's not hostile. She's not aggressive. She's not alienating. But she is on to that message. And what resonated with me more than anything else, Meredith turned and looked at me and she said, I vote for her. What she said that resonated is all about the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. It sounded like a piece of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. She was a little pandering to, we have to have the strongest military. Well, we do. That's where she needs to apply her waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, because that's where it's worst. She said the education department has gotten bigger and bigger, and the education of American children has gotten worse and worse, which is absolutely true. There should be no education department at all. That ought to be left to the states. There were a lot of things that she said, and people can say, as we all know, Mr. Hope and Change said a lot of the great things that resounded with people and then did nothing about it, whether that's just the style or whether that's reality, because you can't really do anything about it because there's so much corruption. And here's a perfect example of how it all works. You want to know how it works? The deal curb Iran's atomic program, which was reached over the weekend. Do you want to know why we're doing this? Anybody got an idea?
I'd love to hear your reason, yeah.
Kenny has a reason. It isn't just my reason. It's the 2 + 2 = 4 reason.
Legacy?
Nope. Nothing to do with legacy.
Yeah,
has to do with American business. This deal, when signed, the Iranians said to the Americans, if you get this done, we will buy 400 Boeing jetliners from you. On the day this deal is signed, our fleet of planes is so old, and the sanctions have kept us from buying any new airplanes. We need, over the next several years, 400 planes. Do you know how much money that's worth to Boeing? Do you know how many jobs that is?
Do you think that President Obama cares about that?
Yes, I do. I think President Obama is told that he has to care about that because of the amount, number of jobs, the union influence, all of that stuff. There's nothing. After I saw that and started thinking about it, I said, okay, this makes perfect sense, because there's nothing else about the deal that makes sense in terms of America. The only thing that's good for America is if we are able to sell them hundreds of airplanes, which is what apparently is in the works already.
It looks like Airbus also will win, too.
Yeah, Airbus isn't going to get much out of it. Airbus, they need planes. They've had Airbuses, but the specifics here were the idea, they have an average of 35-year-old planes in the country, and they're the ones, that's the deal. So, interesting, isn't it, though, how what motivates people, what motivates circumstances, what makes all of this work? If you think your way through Monday morning, think about that. The largest exporter of any product in terms of dollars is the Boeing Corporation. They bring more fresh, new dollars into our country than any other company that we have in this country. And so this, if for no other reason, is a good deal or not a good deal? 888-302-3684. Do you think that having this deal come back and help American jobs and workers and companies? Because it isn't just Boeing. Look at all of the suppliers and all of the jobs that go with that. Not that all of it is made in America, but under the circumstances, this is big business. So, and big business speaks.
Paris is hawkish against Iran.
And that's where Airbus is made.
They're with the Sunnis.
Uh-huh.
And that's where Airbus is. Yeah, that's where their headquarters is.
That's why
so
Airbus
the
doesn't
French
get...
Foreign monetary minister kept warning France, listen, there's a lot of money here for us, yeah, and you're going to lose it if you keep... You know, yep. So he's been trying to get them to change
right.
their mind.
Yep. Okay, 14 after the hour. Yep. Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and you with Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Interesting to catch up on all the things that were important to people over the weekend, Kenny, including to all of us. The number one thing yesterday, I had my friend Holland Cook here in the afternoon. We were doing some work. Everybody on the staff knows him. He's a consultant, and he's a very good guy. He just got married a week or so ago and was touting and sporting the first ring of his life at his age. He's only a couple of years younger than me. But he's forthright. That's one of the reasons I like him. And he was walking around the kitchen. He said, oh, I've heard you talking about Super Beets. Can I have a couple of canisters? I said, sure. Help yourself. He said, does it really work? And I looked at him and I said, I've had a lot of sponsors over the years, a lot of products, and this is the best in terms of doing what it says it does. It isn't more, it's not less, it is what it is. We had Dr. Nathan Bryan on, who's the guy who basically came up with this idea. He's a professor of molecular medicine, understands how your body works, works at the University of Texas Health Science Center, has been on the faculty of any number of schools, and his job has been to teach people about how the molecules of your body respond, the internal molecules of your body respond to the exterior molecules of things that either help it or hurt it. And when he found out a number of years ago how wonderfully well our body responds to the nitric oxide that's in beets, Now, you can have beets. I opened a can of beets in my salad yesterday. I had cooked some beets. We had some beets in the salad. It's something that there's a taste to it that I like. It's unique. Depending on whether they're pickled or not, there's a sweetness to them. But you'd have to have about 40 cans of beets. So you'd have to cook 40 beets from the garden in order to get what you get in a spoonful of super beets. Now, in addition to all the information I've given you over the past 4 or 5 months about super beets, there's this new product called Neo 40. And Neo 40
just took mine.
Helps to support you quickly if you're into energy or you need it fast in the morning, let's say. You can take it as a pick-me-up through the course of the day.
Yeah,
it's a little capsule, tastes great, and it enhances or adds to the benefits of taking a glass full of super beets. And because we have decided that July would make a good month for a heart challenge, we've made July Heart Health Month. And the fact that if you're over 40, your nitric oxide levels are dropping, you ought to know that. It means your circulation isn't what it used to be. That's why your doctors keep saying, watch your blood pressure. You want energy, you want stamina, you want to make sure that you have a consistent level of pumping going on in your heart. Neo 40 is the convenient, natural, fast way for you to have super beats on the go. So, we've launched our official heart health challenge. We want to lower your blood pressure. The Good Day program, in support of you and your body, would like you to have us on the team, have you on our team, or we can be on your team. You want to keep the flow of nitric oxide in your body, make it even during the day. Richie has done a great job with his, and Kenny's taking it now, and Jennifer's taking it now. So join us as we challenge each other and you in the sense that we want you to be consistent. Keep that health, that heart healthy, blood flowing through your body going on all day long. Neo 40 and Super Beets together. Tested, patented, and working for you. Join the Heart Health Challenge today. Call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beets and get your free box of Neo 40. That's the deal. A free box of Neo 40 with any order of Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Take it from us. This works. Make sure your heart is pumping the blood that it wants to get into your muscles and your brain and all your organs and all of the things that are so important to you for your health and well-being. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome massive response.
Today, Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car takes us under your driver's seat.
Hi, I'm Penny. I used to think I was lucky, but then you dropped me down here. I get it, I'm only worth a cent. Not like the hundreds of dollars you could save when you switch your car insurance to Geico. That's money you could put in a bank or a wallet. Go ahead, call Geico. I'll be here on the floor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Saving people money for over 75 years.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Boss is part of Live Aid. The year was 1985. The event was in London. Well, actually, it was Philadelphia and London together. Live Aid concert for African famine relief from JFK Stadium in Philadelphia and Wembley Stadium in London. There were some other venues around the world as well. It was an all-day and all-night concert. Some of the biggest names in rock music, Mick Jagger was in attendance and performing. Tina Turner in attendance and performing. Madonna in attendance and performing. Bob Dylan in attendance and performing. Paul McCartney in attendance and performing. 162,000 attended the concert in those two stadiums. Another 1.5 billion people, 1.5 billion people watched it on television around the world.
I was in that Philly stadium.
Were you?
Yeah.
Why did you go?
All the people you just named. It was crazy, though.
Right, and how much did you pay to get in?
I don't remember. I don't think it was much more than... I didn't have a lot of money back then, so I don't think it was much more than $100.
Really?
Yeah, but it was a two-hour jaunt up to Philly. It took my life into my hands. I was there with two girls, and every guy wanted to hit on the girls
on
the trip.
You took two girls with you?
Uh-huh. And,
stud.
No, it was crazy because they were friends, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get killed here.
Yeah, so, you're on.
It was a great concert. I remember Tracy Chapman really being boring, and Peter Gabriel being weird, and everything else was really great.
$100 million they raised for the cause. So good for them. We ought to have more of this sort of thing. It's kind of a fun thing to bring a lot of people together like that. Raise money for good causes if you can find them. I got a good cause. Help me buy the development rights for my farm. We got to have a... You know what? That's an idea. Why don't I get a bunch of people together and have a big performance?
You can get Will
on the
help
farm
and do like a farm aid event from your farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right. I think I already tried that
once
with him.
Don't let him smoke your fields. Cause,
yeah.
You know.
My fields are not smokable, but thanks anyway.
Well, you never know.
Video of the day today at DougStefan.com. This is something actually Meredith found, and it is the funniest, almost silliest thing. Junior, the French bulldog, who has a face and a demeanor that's very much like Charlotte, and the two people who own Jake, Junior, I mean, they're driving through traffic singing to Josh Groban's You Raise Me Up, which I think you can play a little of the audio there. Something about it that was fun to watch. Actually, it's hysterical.
Did she ever sing with you?
She did sing with me on a couple of occasions.
Or was she going, stop, Dad, stop.
So that's a video of the day at DougStefan.com, 28 past the hour.
Hi, this is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Ron Reagan of MSNBC. Coming right up, taking down a flag is symbolic. What about the substance of racism? Is America still a racist society?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan. Let's say the Confederate flag comes down in public places. What about policies that can reduce racism in America that produced the shooter?
Now, of course, it's true that racism hasn't been eliminated, hatred hasn't been eliminated, and sadly, they never will be entirely, given the evil of the human heart. But institutional racism, I believe, has. And I think the most important questions facing the country and the African-American community in particular have to do with other things.
Racism is literally in our DNA. Well, as policy, you'd have to look at prison policy, for instance. I mean, why is it that so many young black men in particular are locked up there for crimes often that white kids, for instance, drug crimes, white kids would not be locked up for? Look at our educational system. In too many areas, the schools are effectively still segregated, have become more segregated.
So there are plenty of people in the South who have Confederate license plates and fly the Confederate flag in their backyard. They don't go out and shoot poor, innocent people. It just doesn't happen. And trying to make that connection is a stretch that I really object to.
Here's your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Ron Reagan of MSNBC.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
It's 33 after the hour. This is Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday's upon us. Jennifer Horn is upon us. Rich McFadden is here as well at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is the person in charge of the show's social networking. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Let's see if responses to our various issues, Kenny, from the weekend match the poll at DougSteffen.com with the top 10 talk topics listed in order. The folks at Talkers thought the Greece debt crisis was number one. You did not. You thought sanctuary cities and immigration discussion, 24% of you said that was the number one issue. 15% of you said the debt situation in Greece, 12% said the Confederate flag. Can we just let that go, please? 11% health care costs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, the others, 10% said the presidential candidates. In terms of response from people, give us a couple of examples of folks who went further than just checking off a box at the poll. Happy to have you do that. Thousands of people do it every day. But those who take time to explain why they are thinking the way they do are helpful. So what do we have, Kenny?
Comments about Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Tim says, this is what happens when the government borrows money to pay for today's living expenses, pension payments. The ensuing debt eventually strangles the economy. The Greeks never believed this would happen to them, and most Americans don't believe this could be the U.S. fate either.
Carly Fiorina speaks to that. I was talking about her in the last half hour, watching a bit of a presentation that she made up in New Hampshire a few days ago. It was on C-SPAN last night, so you can see how exciting my night last night.
Yes. C-SPAN on Sunday. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
I came across it, and it looked interesting because neither of us have really ever listened to her before. Yeah, she was right on with many of the things, and that's one of the things that she's talking about, and it really is true. You got to do something about about paying this down and stop with the foolishness and get at waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. It's like, okay, well, we'll worry about it tomorrow. No, you got to not worry about it. Take action. Do something about it now. What else, Kenny?
Let's see. Larry says, Greece has brought themselves to this position by living above their means. An exit from the euro is the only viable solution for all parties involved. If you borrow money, you have to pay it back at some point. Instead, the Greeks continue to cry wolf.
Hmm. Well,
I got news for them. They're still in the euro.
Yeah, right. And they still, they're not going to
talk. They're not going anywhere.
They're going to borrow more money. The solution is to borrow more money. Give them more money. There are $352 million or billion dollars in debt to the European Union, and they put together a package which will allow them to borrow another $59 billion.
Because you know that always helps.
Yeah, I mean,
don't you think so much of this is a power play though, so that Russia can't get involved and try to sneak apart the European Union? I mean, that's who's like, you know, salivating is watching.
They don't have any money either.
Well, but they want, it's more about political power and alignment, though, is that they'd love to get these guys, you know, disenfranchised with Europe.
I think the funny part here is that the Prime Minister of Greece basically ran on no more tax hikes, no more pension cuts. And he's, woohoo, we can vote them in. And then last week he tells everybody to vote against more tax hikes and more pension hikes. No, that was the finance minister said
vote no, and then he quit.
Well, politicians are the same everywhere. It's hope and change.
Is even bigger tax hikes and pension cuts.
Yeah.
So the Greek population, they are not happy.
Yeah. Well, let them do something about it.
Well,
like, fix their problem.
Can do about it.
Sure there is. You stop, you change the way you live. That's all. It's easy.
They have to do this.
No, they don't have to do it. They can go bankrupt and not pay anybody, and then they are for sure out of the euro zone. All right, so what else? Tourism is the big business there. What else, Kenny?
One more on Greece. Dave says, Greece reminds me of a teenager caught having a week-long party while his parents are out of town. They trashed the house, they drank the booze, they ran the parents' credit card dry, and then they were shocked when the parents came home, were mad, took away their allowance and the car keys.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but the parents just gave it back.
That's awesome.
It's
the same stuff. All right, what other things you have that are hot, Kenny?
Well, today we're starting to get some comments about the Mexican escape drug lord
El Chapo.
That's all.
And what sort of sage information are we getting from our listeners about that? This ought to be good.
Well, Jim says when everyone in Mexico is on your payroll, you don't stay in prison long.
Right. That's it. It's all payoff. I mean, I don't think there's anything surprising or new. The news media is making a big deal out of it like it never happened before. Of course it happened before, and it'll happen again. It's all about money. It's money, 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 money. And whoever
do you think CNN's going to go
whoever.
Watch the big search for El Chapo? Because I bet there's not a big search.
Stick a camera in one of those holes.
I think it's great how they built a tunnel right to his shower stall.
Right next to the jail.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, anything else, Kenny?
Jim says this should clear up any remaining confusion about the logic or practicality of keeping drugs illegal. There's just too much profit. It ruins governments, destroys police forces and armies alike. This guy is a modern Al Capone, a 21st century bootlegger.
Yep, Dolly is. All the people, there are plenty of people everywhere. It's like this everywhere.
But you know what?
Drugs are made and sold, and you're many of you who use drugs are supplying the money to keep the Taliban, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all these groups going.
I guarantee you that even if you legalize drugs here, you're still going to have these guys in business. And here's why. Because you're going to have them then competing with the prescription drug companies. That's what's happening right now, is that so many people have become addicted to prescription drugs that now the heroin business, because heroin is just a step away from OxyContin, which people are totally addicted to all across the board, these drug guys are making it cheaper. So they're saying, hey, you're you're addicted to prescription drugs, which is legal, people get addicted to it, but the pills are $10 a pop. You can buy a whole bag of heroin for that, and that's what's now making its way across the
border. Why is this stuff legal and the other stuff not, or vice versa?
You know what? I'm not making an argument about whether drugs should be illegal or not. I'm just saying they will compete with drug companies.
The question needs to be asked, how is there that all these drugs that are legal have the same impact on people as the illegal drugs? How do you decide what's legal?
Heroin, you know,
I know where the money
is. Big money backing from the pharmaceutical companies.
The pharmaceutical companies are nothing but legalized El Cheapos or Chapos. That's all they are.
Well, as soon as they make the case for marijuana being used for medical purposes, boom.
Yeah. It was way before that. That stuff's been going on. We've been suckers to this. I did an interview yesterday, and one of the things that was in the focus was the government involvement in agriculture. Well, the government involvement in agriculture is the exact same thing as government involvement in the drug world, or the government involvement in your married life, the government involvement in this and that, everything. They're involved in everything. And it's time that it stops. Are you going to work toward taking the government out of your life? If you're getting government assistance, the chances are not very strong that you're going to want to get rid of that free money train. But that's the only way things like this. The government is involved in the drug business the same as El Chapo is. Same exact stuff. They approve the FDA as nothing but a drug lord. And they approve drugs that are supposedly good for... How many people die from legalized drugs every year? Approved drugs. The FDA says, yep, we can... That'll be good for you. And no, it's not. People die. And who holds them accountable?
Some of these drugs can be good for you in short term, but people in their addictive behaviors pick up them, pick them up and don't want to let them go.
I think
sometimes pharmaceuticals encourage that use, you know?
I mean, maybe you're right.
You know, it's hello.
Hello, ding, ding,
hello.
Ding. How many people paid attention to Comic-Con and its impact over the weekend? Wow. Look at the number of people who were there. Kenny, you're in San Diego. What was the headline on the San Diego? It's the Tribune is the San Diego paper, right? What's the San Diego newspaper's trip?
So, I don't know, but there was about 1 million people here this weekend.
1 million people.
That's amazing.
Going into that.
I asked him that, figuring I'd get the answer, 20, 30,000 people.
Oh, no.
A million people. How do you have events in places that can...
So they have it in the warm, people can sleep in the car, sleep on the beach, they can sleep anywhere. Sleep in the grassy areas. Harrison Ford apparently is the star this year, right? That's what I got out of following it, the limited amount of time I spent.
He was certainly one of the... Yeah, he was certainly one of the big events. There was a Star Wars panel.
Right.
Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher were there, too, but everybody wanted to see him.
See Harrison Ford, right. Han Solo to the rescue. So our poll today at DougStephan.com, how much attention have you paid to Comic-Con over the past couple of days? A, I went and I had a great time. B, I watched many of the panels and trailers online. C, I caught some of the news stories. D, I caught some highlights. C, or E, I have no interest in Comic-Con. The fact that so many people wrap themselves around stuff like it, it's something to do and it's a place to go. That's what it is. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. And, of course, you always post Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Need a tractor for tough jobs? Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Summertime is all about feeling our best and staying connected while we are on the go. And now there's a watch that can help men everywhere do just that. According to an NPD study, 1 in 10 people will have a smartwatch by next year, and LG has a fashionable one with lots of choices. Fashion expert Mark Silverstein has some great ideas.
The LG Watcher Band lets me track fitness, listen to music, and read notifications right on my wrist. It comes in a gold or silver finish with 18 different watch faces, and you can use any 22-millimeter watch band.
Now that you look fresh, stay fresh. For close to two-thirds of men that wear cologne, and for men new to the scent, the new Eau de Lacoste L1212 Juan is like sunshine in a bottle.
Eau de Lacoste L1212 Juan uses grapefruit, pink peppercorn, and a tonic accord to energize and invigorate. So you won't just feel good about how you smell, you'll feel great all around.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in high-speed 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
Good day program at 47 past the hour. There's a mother in Kansas who thought she was going to jail when she was caught stealing at Walmart. But what you're going to hear next will give you a cause or the cause or a cause to think twice about your thoughts regarding certain policemen. Her name was Sarah Robinson, running out of diapers for her two-year-old twin daughters. She walked into the Walmart, quote, "I was just going to potty train them, but I didn't have a place for them to bathe. I had lost my house and all of my belongings. I don't have a job, and there's no money." She's been struggling to make ends meet since the death of her husband. She and her daughters, she has four of them, 15, 13, 12, actually she has five of them and four-year-old twins. Most of them live in the car. I mean, most of the time they're in the car. All their possessions were in the car, but somebody broke into the car and stole everything in the car. So I went to Walmart, grabbed clothing, shoes, diapers, wipes, and walked out, and they caught me. When police officer Mark Ingravel arrived, he noticed that some of the children were barefoot and had dirty feet. He noticed there were necessities like diapers, shoes, and clothing. He asked the public information officer who had shown up on the scene, apparently, and this lady herself, what was going on. She started to cry. He said, "My heart dropped. I didn't know what to say or do. It was horrible." After releasing Ms. Robinson with a citation for misdemeanor theft, the police officer went back into the store with her children, bought them diapers, wipes, clothing, and he let the girls pick out a pair of shoes for themselves. The officer has two children of his own. He thought of his two children, he said. He thought it was the right thing to do. The lady, the mother, said, "You couldn't have been nicer to us. I got a call the next day saying they wanted to help us further and get us a place to live. This is because of the outpouring that came as a result of the story being on the news. Police department has been inundated with calls, people visiting the station asking how they can help. Until the police department can get an account set up at a local bank, they're accepting donations on this lady's behalf." So the lady said, "I'm appreciative, I'm embarrassed that I was stealing. There are a couple of things on my mind as I think this through. This is a horrible situation for her to be in.
but stealing the stuff, even though it's probably the only thing she could think of at the moment, isn't a lesson that she wants to teach her children. The policeman taught us a lesson, perhaps the most important lesson. Teaching your children that you have to steal in order for them to live is, that's dicey business. But going to a church, in this circumstance, the notoriety that came from her doing what she did ended up well. But she's not being prosecuted. Instead, she's being rewarded for being a thief.
Well, she got the ticket. She got the citation.
Yeah, but they're not going to do anything with it. You know that.
All right, why would you... Yeah.
They're not going to do anything with that.
Why even write the citation in this?
Exactly. That's, yeah, right. But the other side of it is, here's a policeman.
Why wouldn't Walmart step up?
Well, thank you.
That's what I was wondering.
Thank you.
Why wouldn't Walmart
PR. Thank you, because they're not smart enough and they're too damn greedy to figure it out. But the policeman deserves kudos.
Yeah.
Through all of it, the policeman comes out of it as the hero in this circumstance. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. We are joined by Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. Some interesting things you can do with your smartphone. Hackers stealing items of interest and importance. And more Apple news. Can you imagine Google and Apple news in the technology report? My God, no.
Shocking. Shocking.
It is shocking news. Up next here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive? Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
Want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Plenty O'Toole is here with us, or Greg Stebbin, as he's known to his friends and family. Wasn't there a character? There's got to be a Bond character named Plenty O'Toole.
right? I don't.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for inserting me into the world of James Bond.
Yes, there he is. James Bond of technology.
Well, I was trying to figure out if that would be a female or a male character because
Splendid O'Toole.
I am not that kind of eye candy.
I get
just
it.
Just in case you were wondering.
All right. So, there's this new thing that we can use. The smartphone has all kinds of apps. And any of these smartphones, iPhones, Samsung, there are all kinds. There are, what, a million apps? Or
maybe a billion.
A billion apps. So here's one that you use, and it gives you an odor. It gives you a sniff of. How does that work?
Well, it's. If you can get your head around 3D printing,
3D smartphones.
Well, 3D printing actually print, because in a way, what we're talking about is another sort of printer. A 3D
it's like
printer.
Smell-o-vision.
It's smell-o-vision. It is. It's not like smell-o-vision. It is smell-o-vision or smell-o-rama. You know, they're finding ways to reduce things to a digital format and then to create output. So 3D printing.
You mean they can reduce scent to a digital?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
So
why
the
not?
Smell of a chicken we can reduce to some digital format.
Well, some digital piece of code, and then the trick is how do you output that? And two different companies have come up with essentially smelling printers. So you get a photo from somebody, if you have the printer, it's not really a printer, but it creates that scent in your space, you will smell the scent that they smelled when they took the photo.
So I can send a picture of Aunt Martha's pie to somebody with the smell attached to it.
It is not so sophisticated today that you would actually create that scent, but yes, in the future, you will be able to capture the scent at the moment of taking the
photo.
Here's
a rose.
Yes.
Hey, I got a question for you, Greg. Can one 3D printer print and create another 3D printer?
Wow.
Well, yes. I would say yes, and if not today, I mean, at some point. But the real key element is not the printer, but the stuff, I'm blanking on what they call it, but it's like the equivalent of the ink. No, the equivalent of the ink.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so that you'd have to create in some other way. But, I mean, there's a company that says they 3D printed a car.
Yeah.
You know, you just it takes a while.
3D printing another printer, that's a very good idea.
Apple it's like asking a genie for a million more wishes.
All right. I mean, but that's when you can begin to actually get this idea that they can recreate themselves, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, Apple is moving closer to the release of iOS 9, offering a public beta of the software, which would include what? What do we say to Siri in the new smartphones?
You say, Siri, can you recreate that scent from that photo for me? I mean, they're...
She asks Siri if she can do
that. Apple is in a head-to-head battle with Google for getting you to use either Siri or Google now for more and more things. And what Google introduced a few years ago is predictive intelligence. So if you have an Android phone and you pull down what's called the window screen, you'll see information there that they think you will need before you even ask for it. So, for instance, if I drive across town and then look at my phone, it'll tell me the best route to get home and how long it'll take me to get there. Because, obviously, if I leave home, then eventually I want to go back. If they know about your airline tickets, upcoming flights, upcoming concert tickets, movie tickets. And that's one of the ways that the battle's going to play out.
Hackers are stealing miles.
Yes.
And
they're another form of currency. They have value, and they will cash them in some way.
Yeah. Take a trip on hacked airline miles. Send them to Doug at
That may not be such a good idea if you are the hacker, because I think they know where to find you.
Really?
Well, sure.
I know where to find you. It's Greg Stebbins here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.